About a week ago, I received a call to come up to the Pocahontas County High School and get my first COVID-19 vaccination. Apparently, I was high on the waiting list and they had some cancellations. Being in the qualifying age group, I had registered on the vaccinate.wv.gov website only a few days earlier. By the way, signing up for the vaccination is easy in West Virginia. Either go to that website, vaccinate.wv.gov, or you can call the West Virginia Vaccine Hotline at 1-833-734-0965 and sign up. Either way, the process is simple and quick. When I arrived at the high school, I was a little taken back by the large number of cars parked there, especially since school was not open to students that day. Expecting a long wait, I took some reading material and walked through the school's main doors. I was immediately waved over to the gym doorway where I found a number of people standing and thought, here is the line. I was asked if I was there for the vaccine, and when I said yes, the people standing there moved aside, and I was immediately met by a young lady who escorted me into the gym. There were about 11 tables well spaced out, and I was taken right to a table and sat down facing several healthcare workers. After being asked a few questions, another person came up and asked me which arm I wanted to receive the vaccine in. Immediately afterwards, I was handed a timer set to 15 minutes and told to sit on a bleacher until the timer went off. Then I was free to leave. I learned later the 15-minute wait was to ensure I did not go into anaphylaxis shock, which is a very rare but serious side effect, which would happen within that 15-minute period if it was going to happen. It can be easily treated by the medical people present in the gym in the unlikely event it did happen, which it didn't. After the 15 minutes, I was out of there. Total time in the gym was about 20 minutes, including the 15-minute wait. I left with an appointment card to receive my second shot in 3 weeks and a vaccination record showing I had just received the first of 2 Pfizer COVID vaccine shots. Other than a very minor sore arm that didn't occur until the next day and was gone the day after that, I did not experience any side effects from the vaccination. The Pocahontas County Health Department deserves much credit for how well this was done. Later, I did a little research on both the CDC and the West Virginia HHS websites about the vaccines. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are being administered in West Virginia right now. Both require 2 shots. The second shot for the Pfizer vaccine is given no sooner than 3 weeks after the first shot, and the second Moderna shot is given no sooner than 4 weeks after the first shot. Which shot you get right now just depends on which vaccine is available at the time. Both vaccines are about 95% effective. They both use a new vaccine technique known as mRNA and use genetic information from the SARS-CoV-2 virus to create a spike protein, which cannot cause illness but causes your immune system to create antibodies that will protect you from the virus when and if you get exposed to it. There are other questions, the answers to which scientists are still researching. For how long will the vaccine protect us, and will we need a booster shot to maintain that protection in a year or more or ever? And if you are exposed and protected by the vaccine, can you still spread the virus to others? While we don't know the answers to those questions yet, we do know that you will almost assuredly, 95% certain, be protected from becoming ill from the virus beginning within several weeks after you receive the second vaccine shot. And these vaccines cannot give you COVID-19. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.